swamped, I immediately remember visiting Catalina Island with my wife for a belated honeymoon. We thought it would be this like super smooth ferry ride, about 30 minutes. It's just off the coast of Southern California, this little island. And it was this perfectly sunny, calm day. And then things went totally wrong. And let me tell you what went wrong. Waves. Like, huge waves. Waves upon waves upon waves went wrong. And as if out of nowhere, suddenly a great windstorm arose and huge waves beat onto our little boat so that the water was coming on board and we all had to get down into the cabin, into the bottom of the boat, because of this sudden storm. And as we were down there, we could feel the motion of the boat cresting up over the top of a wave, and then there would be this moment of suspension. And then our stomachs would drop quite harshly as we rode down the back of the wave. And then we'd go back up. There'd be a moment of suspension. And then we'd ride back down. And it was kind of fun at first, like a roller coaster. But then I knew something was up. I knew something was wrong when this boat attendant got very serious and started barking orders at everybody to put their safety belts on, which I didn't even know there were safety belts. And then another attendant started passing out full-size black trash bags to everyone on the boat. And me and my naivete, I was like, why would we need these full-size trash bags? I would soon find out why we needed the trash bags, as the next hour and a half would prove to be one of the most nauseous and uncomfortable experiences as our boat dropped down into and rose out of wave after wave after wave endlessly. So in the bottom of this little boat, on what is supposed to be the beginning of a romantic week away, my wife is just dead. I mean, she's got this just intense gaze on the horizon. She is just fixated. And I'm sitting next to her with my eyes squeezed tight shut, and I'm sweating, and I'm short of breath, and I was praying hard. Have you guys had this experience where something's going on, you're in the middle of it, and you're just praying like so hard that it's over as soon as possible? This is where I was on that little boat. Now, of course, I didn't actually think the boat was going to sink, but we were so physically uncomfortable that praying hard was really the only thing I could think to do in the situation. And after the longest time, and when I say the longest time, I mean just like a weirdly, insanely long time, because I don't know if you guys know what I'm talking about, but when you're really, really uncomfortable, it's like time gets really weird and long. It suddenly lasts longer than it normally would. Okay, I'm seeing some nods over here. That was happening. That horrible phenomenon was happening. So after a very, very long time, we finally docked, and we stumbled off the boat, and I literally got on my knees on the ground, and I kissed the ground. And I wish I were exaggerating, but I promise you I am not exaggerating, because we just both felt so sick. So we sat on the ground, my wife and I just sat on the ground, and just held each other for about 25 minutes until the world stopped spinning. And this is how transition is sometimes, right? Like being on a boat at sea during a storm. For a time, the waters are placid and smooth. There seems to be order. Things are under control. Stuff works. I personally love these times when we are sailing in waters that are familiar to us. But often we have to enter into unknown waters to get to some unknown place, and inevitably the winds whip up and the waves rise and our boat takes on water. Our attempts to take control are overwhelmed by something that is so much larger than us. And it's totally normal to be afraid when this happens, because we don't want to drown. We don't want to die. We don't like losing control and being at risk. And we don't want to be uncomfortable. And this was abundantly true for Kirsten and I on that small ferry boat headed to this island. The instability was so unnerving that I literally kissed the ground, which was the first stable thing that we touched, right? That's the response when we get into a place that's that fluid, that's that moving, that is that uncomfortable, is like to grab onto the first thing that's solid. So being in a boat during a storm makes us feel small and vulnerable. Because in reality, we actually are quite small and vulnerable. I mean, when we look at the big picture. This is surely how the disciples must have felt as they crossed from the familiar Jewish world that they knew into the unknown Gentile territory Jesus was taking them. Let us cross to the other side, Jesus insists. And even before there is a physical storm that engulfs their boats, there is an interior storm which rages in the disciples' hearts and minds, and they are afraid. Afraid of what they do not know, and made uncomfortable by the journey into the unknown. The disciples' interior world, what's going on inside, and the exterior world of the storm match in this gospel text. And each time they transition into unknown Gentile territory in the book of Mark, a storm brews up and knocks their boats around, while on their way back home, it's always smooth sailing. This is the pattern. And this whole scene of Jesus asleep in the bottom of the boat really reminds me of my best friend from high school, who also happens to be my brother-in-law. He married my little sister. His name's Will. This story from Mark reminds me of Will because Will got a sleeve tattoo, a half-sleeve tattoo, on his right arm, I believe, depicting this scene from Mark. In his tattoo, Jesus is asleep, and the waves have gone wild around him. Honestly, it's a fantastic tattoo. Very well done. But when he first got it, I was so curious about why, out of all of the stories and images and symbols in the whole Bible, he would choose to get this one to plaster on his arm for all time and eternity. And he said to me, because when things get crazy bad, I need to be reminded that Jesus is with me in the boat. Dane, when things get really bad, I want to remember that Jesus is asleep in the bottom of the boat with me. And he'll wake up at any minute and calm the storm and say to me, "Why are you afraid?" I got this tattoo because I don't need to be afraid when hard times come, when chaotic times come, because Christ is with me. This tattoo reminds me to be confident in Jesus' ability to care for me. Jesus is so certain that he is able to rest during the storm and seems to ask me when I'm freaking out, "Why are you tripping? Why are you tripping?" These are his direct words. Now, we had this conversation quite a while ago because Will got this tattoo right before his last bout of cancer got really bad. And for some time now, he's been slowly dying, which I've shared with many of you before. In this cancer journey, he has had to cross from the known to the unknown so many times. He has crossed from ability to disability, from fierce independence to being totally and utterly dependent on others for care. He has crossed from having the grand aspiration of being a firefighter to the most basic and humble aspiration, which is to live and to be able to eat food. Will has transitioned from being a 6'4", healthy, 185-pound, charismatic, charming 29-year-old man who could have carried you out of a burning building into a wheelchair-dependent, 140-pound, charismatic, charming 30-year-old man who has lived with more discomfort than most of us could even imagine, who now sleeps most of the day, but will take the few hours he is awake to try to text the people he loves back, to tell us that he loves us, and to remind us that Christ is always with us, even during the most wild of storms. I called Will recently on the phone and asked him about his tattoo to reflect with him on this text. I really wanted to know how does he feel about it now that he is so close to the end of his life? And he said to me that nothing has changed. If anything, the meaning of this tattoo is more prevalent. He said to me on the phone, "The storm is worse, but the relaxation is greater. The need to control is less." He said, "Dane, the fact is that I'm not in control. It's not me in control. Rather, it's Christ saying to me, 'Do you know who I am? Do you know who I am? You're in this boat with me. Like, take it easy, man. I'm napping, so you should be really relaxed.'" Will said that this whole reality just keeps getting amplified. This reality that Christ is in the boat with us, that Christ is in the boat with him, even as he faces death, the greatest of all transitions we face as human beings. What Will's tattoo reminds me, and reminds all of us, is that Christ is with us. Christ is within us, in our boats, through the wildest of storms, and we need not be afraid. So when your life is ripped apart, when chaos reigns upon you, when death confronts you, and it will, remember that Jesus is with you, that he's in the boat with you, taking a nap. And he is so sure that you are going to be okay. Because the love of God is so enduring. The love of God is so powerful. The love of God is so abundant and steadfast and true that no storm could ever separate you from what brought you into being. Beloved gathered, may this image of Jesus, asleep in the boat of your life, be tattooed on your heart like it's tattooed on Will's forearm. And may this image remind us that God loves us. May it remind us that Christ is always with us, even during the wildest of storms. And at any moment, Jesus will hear our cry and awaken from slumber, and he will calm the storm and turn to you and say with the deepest mercy, the deepest compassion, "Why are you afraid? Why are you tripping? I'm here with you." Amen.